2021 has the most crowded race for assembly in the 8 years of the Petersburg Borough, and voters have a range of choices for the two seats. Candidates are already holding sessions to meet voters, and signs are going up around town. 65-year-old Dana Tinas is a private music teacher in Petersburg, and she lives in Kuprinov.
I'm hoping to be a voice for the people of Petersburg who have the feeling that they've been silenced and ignored for a long time.
Tinas has served as mayor of Kuprinov and on that city council. She's lobbied against fluoride in Petersburg's water supply, masking during the pandemic, and even the formation of the borough itself. But Tinas says she's running for the Petersburg Assembly for other reasons.
Some issues that concern many in our town include employment, the economy of Petersburg, healthcare, the local schools, and getting supplies to town. There are projects in town, such as the hypothetical new hospital, that have many people feeling like the train has already left the station.
Tinas wants in-person town hall meetings on that topic, and she doubts the accuracy of COVID testing during the pandemic. Another candidate, 61-year-old Mark Martinson, likewise would like to repeal the borough's emergency ordinance passed in 2020. He downplays the seriousness of the COVID pandemic and thinks the response has been overblown, questioning its impact on those Petersburg residents who've died.
And, you know, the first one that was listed was medevac 3 times in 18 months with heart failure and other problems. And he was given a month or two to live. And while he was in Seattle, contracted the virus and died. And he was listed as a COVID death, you know, whatever, I guess. But to me, that's how many of these deaths are just like this guy. So
Martinson worked as chief engineer on a fishing tender this past summer. He's also worked in commercial fishing and construction for transportation, docks, and harbors. He was on the city council for Petersburg in the late 90s and early 2000s and has run for the borough assembly 5 times.
I pretty much say what I feel, and it doesn't always get you elected, but that's what I do, so I won't change that.
Martinson is among the candidates who have been or still are volunteer DJs at KFSK. Another is 35-year-old Tom Finewalsh. He is an attorney and runs a law firm with his wife, Sarah. He grew up in Petersburg, moved away when he was high school aged. The couple moved here in 2020. They also play music together as a two-person band, Delgado.
You know, Sarah and I are kind of committed to the community. We moved here. We started our own small business. We bought some property here. We're building a house. The idea is to start a family and be here, you know, pretty long term. So it just seems prudent to try to be involved, you know, to the extent that I'm able to kind of make sure that Petersburg is the kind of place I want it to be.
What would he try to address if he's elected?
Just a couple things. You know, I'd like to see more access to public bathrooms in town. I think that would be nice. You know, Sarah and I both really enjoy playing music, and the community's been super supportive of our music, but I think people could do more. I think the borough maybe could do a little bit more to support music and arts and fairs and festivals and that sort of thing in town.
Another candidate is 62-year-old Lars Christensen, who was born and raised in Petersburg and has worked in commercial fishing, logging, and construction. He's been on the local Parks and Recreation Advisory Board and is now on an advisory board for the Salvation Army in Petersburg. He is concerned with looking for ways to help an aging community.
So I'm just thinking, what can we do in the future because we have an aging community, how to make it safe for them? And then what's going to happen after they pass on? And they own a lot of property and a lot of investments in this town. And where are they going to go when they're gone?
As far as making things safer, he says he'd like to lower some speed limits. Another issue he wants to push for is delivering babies again in Petersburg. He supports COVID vaccination and says other measures like masking should be up to personal choice. Christensen's open and public about a past that includes felony and misdemeanor convictions for drugs and other charges. Petersburg's borough charter requires the mayor or an assembly member to forfeit office if they're convicted of a felony. However, the borough's attorney interprets that to mean while in office and not prior to a person's assembly term. Christensen says it shouldn't hurt him as a candidate.
You know you're going to get the truth from me. I've never denied anything in my past, and I never will. I have nothing to hide.
The top two vote getters among the eight will win a seat, and voters will vote for two. Incumbent Bob Lynn detailed his reasons for seeking re-election in August. Electrician and fisherman Brandy Tinas is seeking to regain a seat, along with former city councilor and retired Army veteran Paul Anderson and Jim Vick, another local resident. Vick was accused last year of bringing a false report against a local police officer and denies that charge, but that case has not yet been resolved. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.